From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has underscored the significance of the UN role in ensuring the safety and welfare of Palestinians amid Israeli air attacks on Gaza. As reported by Tranus Agency, speaking before the UN General Assembly specifically discussing the latest situation in Palestine and the Middle East, Marsudi pressed for immediately halting violence and declaring a ceasefire to save the lives of innocent people, including women and children. To ensure a sustainable ceasefire, Indonesia has demanded that the UN General Assembly call for an international presence in Al-Quds or Jerusalem to monitor and ensure the safety of Palestinians in the occupied territories, as well as to protect the status of Al-Haram al-Sharif as the holy site of three religions. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry also appealed to the UN General Assembly and other UN agencies to urge Israel to open and allow access to humanitarian aid deliveries for Palestinians, including in Gaza, which has become a target of Israeli airstrikes in the past 10 days. Professor of Lung Studies, Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, Chandra Yoga Aditama, revealed that several experts were analyzing the possible impact of 26 mutation cases of SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19 in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, Aditama noted generated a statement on Friday that mutations and other possibilities related to COVID-19 are still likely to develop and change. Hence, Indonesia need to be aware of them and prevent them. Aditama spoke of the health ministry having earlier reported 26 new COVID-19 virus mutations in Indonesia. The new mutations comprise 14 cases of mutation from the B117 virus variant, 2 cases from the B1351 virus variant, and 10 cases from the B1617 virus variant. He noted if there is a new variant or mutation of COVID-19, experts will always analyze the possible impact on 4 aspects. The possible impact is related to the ability of diagnosis by PCR tests, the likelihood of increased transmission, the possibility of the disease becoming more severe, and whether this mutation will impact vaccine efficacy. The Indonesian Embassy in Singapore organized a webinar on Awakening Indonesia to mark National Awakening Day with the aim of forging a national spirit amid the pandemic, particularly among the Indonesian diaspora. As reported by Tranus Agency more recently, Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore Suryo Pratomo explained that Indonesians should make efforts and demonstrate a strong willingness to achieve the purposes of the nation and state, as well as to create social justice for all Indonesian people. He also said education is playing an important role in attempts to help Indonesian people meet new challenges at the moment and to achieve the nation's aspiration of independence. Indonesia's balance of payments swung to a surplus of $4.1 billion in the first quarter of 2021, after clocking a deficit of $0.2 billion in the earlier quarter. As skirted around the Tranus Agency Chief of the Bank Indonesia's Communication Department, Erwin Haryono, in a written statement released on Friday, stated that the surplus was derived from the capital and financial account surplus on the back of low current account deficit. The surplus brought the country's foreign exchange reserves up to $137.1 billion at the end of March 2021, up from $135.9 billion at the end of December 2020. The foreign exchange reserve are sufficient to finance imports and repay the government foreign debt for 9.7 months and are above the international adequacy standard. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday said the Democratic Party still supported Israel and he was praying that the ceasefire between Israeli and Hamas would hold. Speaking at the White House news conference, Biden said a two-state solution was the only answer to resolving the conflict between the two sides and pledged to build a major package with other countries to help rebuild Gaza. Biden, whose administration worked behind the scene for days to reach a truce, said aid to the region would be coordinated with the Palestinian Authority, Hamas' Western-backed rival in the occupied West Bank, to ensure Hamas was not able to restock its military arsenal. The first convoys of humanitarian aid have arrived in Gaza after a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants came into effect. As quoted by BBC.com, thousands of Palestinians returned home to scene of devastation on Friday after 11 days of fighting. The truce was tested by fresh clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem. More than 250 people were killed in the conflict, which both sides have claimed as a victory. On Friday, Israelis and Palestinians assessed the damage incurred by the worst flare-up of violence since 2014. Fabrizio Carboni, the Middle East director for the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, explained the damage inflicted in less than 2 weeks will take years, if not decades, to rebuild. Germany's Public Health Institute on Friday declared Britain and Northern Ireland a virus variant region, requiring anyone entering the country from the United Kingdom to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival. Cases of the coronavirus variants of health concerns first found in India continued to climb in Britain. The classification, which takes effect from midnight on Sunday, means the quarantine rules also apply to people with full vaccination protection and those who have recovered from COVID-19. Health Minister Jens Spahn said earlier this month that a third wave coronavirus infection in Germany appears to be broken, but government officials are being careful. That was the news. first news comes from Bogor, West Java. Dignitaries from across institutions attended the joint prayers for Palestine at Expression Park, Sempur, Bogor City last Wednesday, May 19. Inter-institutional figures who attended the event included Bogor Mayor Bima Arya, Bogor City DPRD Chairman Atang Trisnanto, Bogor City Indonesian Ulema Council Chairperson, and Bogor City Religious Harmony Forum Chairman. Mayor Bima Arya in his remarks said the Israeli attack on Palestinian civilians during Idul Fitri 1442 Hijri was a very cruel act. Inter-institutional figures in the city of Bogor encourage and support the governments of the Republic of Indonesia to continue to play an active role in international institutions to stop Israeli aggression and achieve independence for Palestine. Next news comes from Mamuju, West Sulawesi. The Mamuju Regency Government of West Sulawesi Province launched the Gebrak COVID-19 vaccine program in order to break the chain of transmission of COVID-19. Region of Mamuju, City Sutina Suhardi, last Wednesday said the main objective of the program is to realize the vaccination target for public services and the elderly as the target of program vaccine. According to City Sutina, the transmission of COVID-19 has decreased and lately, there were no patients confirmed positive for COVID-19 in the area. However, the public should not let their guard down because the risk of contracting this virus is still very open. The latest news comes from Musi Banyuasin, South Sumatra. Dozens of residents of Kertayu village, Sungai Kerosop district, Musi, Banyuasin Regency, South Sumatra, held the traditional Sedekah Rami or Earth celebration to express gratitude to God last Wednesday. Residents gathered while maintaining the COVID-19 health protocols under the supervision of the Sungai Keru District Leadership Coordination Forum. Head of Sungai Keru sub-district, Edi Haryanto, said that this event as a tribute to Earth has become a tradition in the local community so that residents continue to try to implement it despite the pandemic. In this tradition, people gathered while baking lemang snacks. Lemang is food made of sticky rice cooked in coconut milk using bamboo stem, then grilled. One local community leader, Tarmizi, said that the Sedekah Rami tradition was also intended to avoid disasters and as a sense of gratitude for a good harvest.
On May 22, 1960, an earthquake shook Valdivia, Chile, and it generated a tsunami that reached 10,000 kilometers from the epicenter. The Valdivia earthquake at the time was the strongest earthquake ever, which reached 9.5 Richter scale. The earthquake occurred midday and it caused a tsunami that reached southern Chile, Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, eastern New Zealand, southeastern Australia, and the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. The epicenter of the earthquake was located near Cañete, about 900 kilometers south of Santiago. In 1980, the United States embargo on Iran began. The first sanction of the United States against Iran was on May 22, 1980, namely the start of the economic embargo launched by the United States against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The victory of Islamic Revolution made the government of Shah Pahlavi, supported by the US, collapse. It was unable to continue its imperialism in Iran. Therefore, the USA launched this embargo and at the same time, it provoked Iraq to invade Iran. Imam Khomeini hoped the Iranian people were never afraid of this embargo. He said the only people who were afraid of the embargo were the people who made the economy and the world as the only life goals. Moving to 1990, Yemen is united. On May 22, 1990, the Republic of Yemen was declared, which is the Union of the Arab Republic of Yemen and the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen. The former president of the Yemen Arab Republic, Ali Abdullah Saleh, became president of the new country, while the former president of the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen, Ali Salim Al-Bid, was appointed vice president. In the 19th century, northern Yemen was controlled by the Ottoman Empire, while southern Yemen was controlled by the British. After independence from colonialism, each region established a separated state. North Yemen became the Yemen Arab Republic, while southern Yemen, controlled by the Marxists, established the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen. In 1972, the governments of the two countries began to discuss the possibility of reuniting the Yemeni state, but it was materialized 18 years later. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan mahu jajakan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan mahu katakan dirimu.
Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Caraku, bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri. Dengar suara hati.
Jangan mahu jadikan langkahmu.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Katakan dirimu.
Kau
mesti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, represented by the Director General of Sea Transportation of the Ministry of Transportation, attended the 21st Asia-Pacific Head of Maritime Safety Agency, AP, HAMSA meeting. The meeting was held virtually from 18 to May 20, 2021. Director General of Sea Transportation, R. Agus Purnomo, in his written statement in Jakarta last Tuesday, said that Indonesia was always ready to support the AP-HAMSA program to achieve its main vision of creating a safe, secure, and maritime environment net in the Asia-Pacific region. Agus Purnomo said that since becoming a member of the Tokyo MOU in 1996, only this year's Indonesia's port state control has succeeded in being included in the whitelist criteria in the Tokyo MOU, based on the result of the Tokyo MOU Annual Report 2020. Port state control is state supervision of maritime affairs and security of foreign ships in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Tokyo MOU is a port state control, or PSC, organization from countries in the Asia-Pacific. It aims to reduce the operation of ships under international standards through cooperative control in each member country. In addition, every year, Indonesia is also in the top 5 of the Tokyo MOU member countries that have contributed the most in ship inspection. In the same meeting, AN Nuraini Saidah, head of the Subdirectorate for Disaster Management and Underwater Work, disclosed the role of women who are members of Indonesian Women in Maritime, or WIMA. This organization is one of the organizations under the auspices of the International Maritime Organization, IMO. Meanwhile, the General Chairperson of WIMA Indonesia, Chandra Motik, who was also present at the meeting, explained that WIMA Indonesia has a vision as an organization that acts as an equal partner with other maritime stakeholders. Its mission is to spread the maritime culture in Indonesia, increase the professionalism of the role of women in maritime industry and services in order to make Indonesia a leading maritime country, then provide education to the public about the maritime sector and empower families and wives of seafarers. As a manifestation of this vision and mission, WIMA Indonesia has carried out many activities ranging from planting mangrove trees to preserve the maritime environment to conducting many training activities, especially for the wives of sailors. The AP-HAMSA meeting was attended by 26 countries. It was opened by the CEO of the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, AMSA, McKinley, as the host in the presence of the Secretary General of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, Kitak Lim. The meeting, which was held for 3 days, discussed strategic issues in the maritime sector, including the role of women in the maritime world, shipping safety and the welfare of seafarers, protection of the maritime environment, handling disasters at sea, and regional cooperation.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hello listener, today I'm going to present you about one of the famous beverages, es doger or doger ice from Kuningan, West Java. Apart from having typical taste and being easy to find, this fresh beverage is also liked by many people. Es doger is a kind of beverage which has been well known since past times, and it still exists today. Es doger actually comes from Cirebon, which is not far from Kuningan. The name es doger stands for pushing cart, This naming is based on the condition of the sellers who always use and push their cards when selling their products. Listener, a bowl of es doger usually contains cassava tape, black sticky rice, tapioca pearls, white bread, avocado, and other variations. The interesting thing about es doger is the grated ice, which is added with coconut milk and syrup so that it has a sweet, savory, and delicious taste. For those who like it, they can add it with white or chocolate sweetened condensed milk. Even though the price is diverse, it is guaranteed still to be affordable. Es doger is usually sold at 3,000 rupiah for a small bowl and 5,000 rupiah for a large one. Es doger is best enjoyed when the weather is hot. The delicious freshness of the taste makes es doger appropriate to accompany your lunch break. Apart from being refreshing, the combination of sweet and savory flavors is guaranteed to make es doger's lovers addicted. Although es doger originates from West Java, now the existence of es doger has spread throughout Indonesia. So if you are on vacation in Indonesia, just try this es doger.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Cinta berawal begitu saja. Ku tak menyangka tawa candamu membuatku ingin selalu bersama. Jujur aku takut kehilangan dirimu. Tetaplah di sini bersamaku. Lama-lama ku jadi
suka
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the world's attention, including the Indonesian people, is currently being shifted by the popularity of digital currencies with a decentralized system globally, especially cryptocurrency. In response to this phenomenon, Bank Indonesia BI, as the central bank, has leaked a plan to present a digital currency which is expected to stem the existence of cryptocurrency, which has been known as payment and investment instruments issued by some institutions other than BI. Governor of BI Perry Warjio in the CNBC Indonesia Economy Outlook 2021 discussion held last February revealed that BI is in the process of preparing to issue digital rupiah or central bank digital currency. In this case, Indonesia is not the only one that is working on a digital currency in each country. So this digital currency is better known as the central bank digital currency, CBDC. Of course, the CBDC concept is different from digital payment instruments with crypto asset types, both in terms of issuance, supervision, and the transaction system that occurs. Governor Perry Warjio also remarked that digital rupiahs from BI would later be issued and circulated through banks and fintech on a wholesale and retail basis. That the presence of the digital rupiah is still in the planning stage, as well as very thorough discussions and preparation processes. In addition, BI also ensures that this plan is an agreement with central banks around the world that want to present CBDC as a legitimate digital asset to minimize risk, and it has been discussed even since the emergence of cryptocurrency issued by other institutions outside the central bank. Listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku you shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por favor,
te ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present a keroncong song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan. This is an old song composed by Mokhtar Embut in 1960. The song Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan tells about someone who falls in love at first sight. Indonesian talented singer Hati Kus Endang sings the song in a pop keroncong genre. Well listener, here is Hati Kus Endang with a keroncong song entitled Di Wajahmu Kulihat Bulan. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di baqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tais.
was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From
sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Oh,
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.